Big news for the San Francisco 49ers. They have hired Chip Kelly as the next head coach in franchise history. And to break it all down, we want to talk to Ted Robinson, voice of the 49ers. Ted, give me your first reaction. What did you think of when you found out Chip Kelly was coming to the 49ers?
The first thing you think of, points. Something this team desperately needs, offense. And I think that was a goal for Jed York and Trent Baalke going off on this search, was to find someone offense and to resuscitate and revive offense. It's been a long time.
And the franchise has never been shy of innovation and trying things differently, dating back to the days of Bill Walsh. And you look at this fast-paced tempo. How have you seen this type of offense really strain a defense, dating back to your time covering him at Oregon and also what you've seen with the Eagles?
Well, Taylor, I had multiple defensive coordinators in the pack tell me that Oregon, in the Chip Kelly era, they would get a touchdown a game simply because they went so fast on offense, the defense could not line up properly, physically couldn't get the 11 players in the right place. And Chip Kelly's offense was masterful at creating a numbers mismatch. They would literally have three receivers to one side and only two defenders there. It was an extraordinary thing to watch. The tempo was unparalleled. Now, of course, there are NFL rules in place that take a little bit of that away, allowing defensive team to substitute, etc. But still, the tempo is going to be up. And that's, I think every 49er fan will be excited by that. I have to believe every offensive player will be excited by that. And again, it's just time for the 49ers to be state-of-the-art once again in the pass game.
You mentioned some of the players. You look at an athletic left tackle like Joe Staley, a running back like Carlos Hyde, who has experience in sort of a spread offense there at Ohio State, and the quarterbacks as well, Colin Kaepernick, Blaine Gabbert, athletic quarterbacks as well. How do you feel like this offense, the personnel right now, fits into what Kelly would like to do? Trent Baalke has also gone on the record saying he feels like the personnel is very versatile and can fit different schemes.
And that leads to one of the great misconceptions about Chip Kelly's offense, Taylor, is that even though we're talking pass game, and I'm emphasizing pass game, Chip Kelly, both in at Oregon and with the Philadelphia Eagles, ran the ball. And his offense always has successful run game. If you're Carlos Hyde right now, I think you must be ecstatic, because this is going to really, I think, make life better for him as a lead running back. I suspect the 49ers will add depth to that position so that you go with two or three different running backs, as we saw this past year, how vital that could be. But they will run the ball. The other thing that Chip Kelly has always specialized in are the guys in the football world space. People that can thrive in space. So whether it's a Quentin Patton, someone on the team now who has that kind of speed, can run with the ball, or future players that are coming, however they arrive here, that to me is, I think, the exciting part. It's been a long time since we've seen the 49ers open up the offense and have the explosive play capability that I expect, and I think most people expect, Chip Kelly to bring.
And the last one I'll ask you is just the second chance or second opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. You look at a lot of guys out there, from the Bill Belichicks of the world to Tony Dungy's, or people that have had a chance to move on to a different franchise, and they've taken from what they had in the first opportunity and made it better the second time around. How do you think Chip is approaching this opportunity here in San Francisco, knowing that he's learned some things along the way?
Well, actions, I think, Taylor, always speak louder than words, and the fact that Chip Kelly accepted this job with Trent Baalke in place as the general manager leads me to believe that there was a meeting of the minds about how this 49er process will work. And also recall the value of Tom Gamble, who worked with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia, rejoined the organization last year. But Tom Gamble had good rapport with Chip Kelly. Having Tom here had to help in this process as well. But look, we all learn from things, and Chip Kelly had two terrific years in Philadelphia. This past year didn't go well. And whenever that happens, you know, especially Chip Kelly, is probably the first unsuccessful year he had as a head coach was this year. And it ended shockingly. He lost his job. That has to shake you a bit. And we'll also find out starting next week what the reaction to that is going to be. But the other thing I fully expect is that Chip Kelly, because of his credibility, Taylor, is going to be able to attract a good staff here, and especially offensive coordinators, offensive quarterbacks coaches, O-line coaches, people that are going to help implement what everyone anticipates will be a highly ramped up offense.
Should be exciting times watching this coaching staff come together and, of course, making things harder on you, getting some touchdowns, quick drives, and, of course, stressing you and Tim are in the booth there having a little fun getting to call some touchdowns next year. Should be exciting. Thanks for joining us, Ted.
Well, Taylor, those were missing words last year. Touchdown 49ers. We need those back.